KZX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The Senate reconvening in about a half hour to work on the president's budget bill as a former big-time Donald Trump ally is speaking out against it.
Upping the pressure, billionaire Elon Musk weighing back into the political fray after exiting the administration last month, saying the bill will destroy millions of jobs in America, labeling it utterly insane and destructive.
ABC Chief White House Correspondent Mary Bruce. North Carolina Republican Senator Tom Tillis, one of only two no GOP votes on a procedural measure ahead of the budget vote, has announced that he will not be seeking re-election. Police say a man armed with a rifle set a wildfire on Sunday and then began shooting at first responders who showed up to put it out. A standoff followed. The gunman found dead nearby. Two firefighters killed. All of it happening on a mountain near Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. NBA free agent Malik Beasley under investigation regarding gambling allegations on league games. This is ABC News.
Reach, engage, grow with Civic Media. Log on civicmedia.us/advertise.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson. Today is the deadline for Wisconsin lawmakers to pass a new two-year state budget. If they don't, it'll create complications for municipalities and school districts all over the state who are trying to craft their own budget plans. Shali Pittman reports.
The legislature's budget committee met again Friday night, over 12 hours after their planned 10 a.m. start. They skipped debates on major funding items, but did approve budgets for several state agencies. The meeting lasted just over an hour and followed a familiar pattern. Democrats proposed motions, Republicans voted them down, and then passed their own plans on party lines. But not without criticism. Here's Democratic Senator LaTanya Johnson of Milwaukee.
There is something wrong with the decisions that we are making in this body, and we aren't saving taxpayers' money the way that we like to claim that we are.
Governor Evers says he won't sign a budget that doesn't include funding for the state's child care program. Another major item, funding for the universities of Wisconsin, was pulled from the agenda. The committee also resolved a longstanding dispute by releasing $10 million to the Department of Public Instruction for early literacy coaching.
We want to help kids read. And unfortunately, it's taken this legislature a tremendous amount of time to allocate the funds for that.
Democratic Rep. Tip McGuire from Kenosha. The money had been held up by a legal fight over the governor's veto powers. Mark Bourne co-chairs the Joint Finance Committee.
The reason for the delay was an unconstitutional veto by the governor, ruled unanimous unconstitutional by the state Supreme Court. And so we're glad that justice has been done and we're here now with the proper accounts and able to do these.
If lawmakers hadn't acted on that funding by tonight, the funds would have lapsed back into the state's $4 billion surplus. For Civic Media News, I'm Shali Pittman.
And I'm Savannah Tome Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
The Brewers head to New York. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers on their way to Queens, New York, where they'll face the Mets tomorrow night. The crew losing to the Rockies yesterday, 4-3 in 11 innings. The game began with Rockies manager Warren Schaefer and batter Tyler Freeman arguing with the umpire about balls and strikes, both ejected. I asked Brewers pitcher Chad Patrick how it went for him.
That first inning was definitely a grind. I felt like I was making good pitches, just trying to get rewarded a little bit, how close they were. Said something, you know. Go on from there, but he ended up being right.
Basketball, the Milwaukee Bucks have reached a new three-year deal with Bobby Portis Jr. worth as much as $44 million. Head coach Doc Rivers.
Listen, Bobby, he's been fantastic. Every night he gives us something defensively with his hands and his rebound.
And former Buck Malik Beasley, now with the Pistons, under investigation for gambling. Beasley accused of betting on NBA games 2 years ago while with Milwaukee. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This report is brought to you by Freedom Fireworks, with 20 locations throughout southeastern Wisconsin. FreedomFireworksWI.com.
A mix of clouds and sunshine with an isolated shower or thunderstorm possible this afternoon. Our high today, right around 80. Tonight, mostly clear. We'll drop to the low 60s. Tomorrow, a whole lot of sunshine with a high right around 84. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 69.
The 4th of July is right around the corner, and Freedom Fireworks has everything your family needs for a safe and exciting holiday celebration. With 20 southeastern Wisconsin locations fully stocked up with everything from sparklers to artillery shells, thundersnaps to 500-gram aerials, Freedom Fireworks guarantees to bring smiles and cheers to every backyard celebration. For fireworks from all the top brands and specials that can't be beat, go to freedomfireworkswi.com for a location near you. Freedom Fireworks wishes you a safe and happy 4th of July.
I'm Tony Goldwyn. As an actor and a director, I attend a lot of screenings. But there's one that's different. It's important, and it could save your life. A lung cancer screening. You know, I lost my mom to lung cancer when she was just 68 years old. Screenings help diagnose lung cancer early when it's most treatable, even curable. A quick low-dose CT scan is all it takes. GoTo for lung cancer is your go-to. Visit goto.org.
Maggie Dawn.
Matt Rothschild and Angela Lang step into the host chairs, and they're joined by Tanya Atkinson of Planned Parenthood Wisconsin to discuss Donald Trump's threats to Wisconsinites' health care. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6. A voice for Madison, real news and great conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
CBO, which is the Congressional Budget Office, nonpartisan, says it's going to kick between 10 and 15 million people off their health care. And for what? To be able to afford a new $270,000 tax cut for the richest families in the country. New tax cuts for corporations, new tax cuts for billionaires. This bill stinks. It's a moral abomination.
Thank you, Senator Chris Murphy. It's Monday. We weren't sure anything was working. I can hear everything. Can you hear everything?
Yeah.
Okay, fine. I couldn't hear the music. Hi, good morning. We don't know. We were the last minute. Which abomination do we start with? I guess we will start with the moral abomination, as Chris Murphy said, of this budget bill. Oh, my God. The more I read about this, the more I haven't read all 900 and whatever pages, but holy crap. I think Senator Warnock said it. It's a way for them to once again try to basically repeal Obamacare. Are you okay?
No, I'm just trying to troubleshoot what might be going wrong.
Oh.
So,
Bella, what's going wrong besides both our stomachs?
I don't know why you didn't hear the music, but that's happened before, and it's caused a huge problem.
Oh, so dear.
I don't know why.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Anyway, hey, you know what we need? We need to double Jesus today. That's double Jesus needs to take the wheel. We have John Fiegel saying my personal comedy Jesus, and Pastor John Pavlovitz, all on the big Monday show, and we need him.
Can you hear that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm just troubleshooting.
All right. Okay. Thank you. Thank you. Wow. So the budget, we were just talking, obviously, the breaking news, this latest tragedy in Idaho. Someone was saying we're not only focusing all our money on immigrants, right, and ICE. So they missed a domestic terrorist in Idaho, one of the reddest states in the country. Yeah. Two firefighters were killed, a third wounded. Yesterday they were shot when they responded to a wildfire on Idaho Mountain that was set to lure them into the ambush.
Yeah.
I mean, this is out of control. We just had the funeral for the Democratic legislators that were slaughtered in Minnesota, right? And from somebody impersonating a police officer. Yeah. We have someone was arrested here, thank God, finally, for impersonating ICE. Mm-hmm. And now this, you know, where it obviously they are not focused at all on domestic terrorism. And this is obviously some domestic terrorist that, you know,
firefighters
deliberately,
are the good guys.
Yeah, lured firefighters to a fire.
I come from a family of firefighters.
Yeah,
This hits home for me. And it's really awful.
Yeah.
It's monstrous. It's evil.
I know when Frank Flaguzzi is on TV, even without the sound up, something horrible has happened, and sure enough, here we are. So, this would be two stories in a row.
The United States obtained intercepted communication from senior Iranian officials discussing this month's military strikes on Iran's nuclear program, remarking that the attack was less devastating than they had expected. Mm-hmm. The communication, intended to be private, included Iranian government officials speculating as to why the strikes directed by Trump were not as destructive and extensive as they had anticipated. Mm-hmm. Because our president's a giant loser. Yes. And a giant liar.
Yes.
And then this just in confirming that. UN inspector says Iran could be enriching fuel again in a matter of months. The assessment widens the divide with President Trump, who has claimed Iran has given up its nuclear ambitions after the U.S. attack. Has he drawn a map with a Sharpie yet, saying, just, and then like wrote on it, total obliteration? Something.
Right.
Something ridiculous.
Yeah. Right now he's too concerned about the Votorama going on.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. Let's... And I was still digesting... do we have our T-shirt cannon sound effect? Because often, Chris, the Supreme Court rulings come down, you know, like a T-shirt cannon on Friday. None of us are lawyers.
No.
I know that shocks you.
Right.
Our specialty kind of fart jokes and, yeah. and D jokes.
I took a law class in college, so...
Yeah. So we... First of all, there's a lot of them all at once, and it does take a second and some legal analysts to digest the full horror of it. Their legal experts are saying it's actually worse than the immunity ruling in terms of expanding mm-hmm. presidential power. Mm-hmm. And by the way, there's always been injunctions. Now, all of a sudden, no. And ever someone said, like, oh, well, wait till there's a Democratic president. No, these right-wing hacks on the Supreme Court will just turn around and do the opposite.
Yeah.
And so, no, there's too much, you know, executive power now. Not, we don't mean that,
F stare
not if
decisis.
A Democrat.
Yeah, F stare decisis.
Yes, exactly. Ipso facto. Thank you. Let's change the name of the show to Ipso Facto in the Morning. Do you want to be ipso or facto? What do you want to be,
that's
Bella?
That's ipso and facto in the morning.
Bella's like, I want to be home. My stomach hurts.
Yeah. It does, but I'm here. It's okay.
Oh, Bella had a flare-up this morning.
Yeah, 2 a.m. And I was like, oh, no.
Officially,
no.
Two-thirds of the Stephanie Miller Show is on Prilosec now.
Yeah.
Or Prevacid.
When are you going to get on it, Chris?
It's him. I'm telling you, it's him.
I have been on it, but yeah. I just...
But not recently. Not,
well, you're not supposed
I wasn't,
to take it like...
I know.
Yeah.
I'm probably looking at two people who are taking it like every single day.
No.
You know why I started?
Well, yes, but no.
Okay.
You know why I started taking it 25 years ago? Our program director, Pig Vomit, that guy, remember?
Uh-huh.
Late 90s. Remember how stressful
that
was?
You made up with him.
Yes, I did. Literally kissed and made up with him at a radio convention. Mm. However, it was the reason I got on Prevacid. Okay. And then I was not, and now I'm just saying, Bella, coincidence? Who's president? I don't think so.
Do you take it
with
every day?
Pig Vomit is president. Yes. I took it for years. Whatever's going to happen to me is already
You're only
like,
supposed to take it for like 3 weeks at a time.
Yeah.
Well, I took it for about 20 years, so there.
Then you have no stomach lining left.
My gastro guy said, your life was made for Prevacid. It's, it's okay.
Okay.
All right. You know what, Bella? Let's just, you know. Freestyle. Let's just both go off it at the same time.
Cold turkey.
See how that goes.
I can already tell you how that's going to go. I'm going to... this board will no longer be working if I'm sitting in front of it.
When they have to, like, compile the, like, physical, emotional damage that this presidency has done, we've talked about a class action suit. Can we start with free massages and BJs? Can't we? Aren't we entitled, America?
How are you going to get a BJ?
You know what I'm saying? This I'm just
I'm
using the gender.
Oh, got it. Okay.
Whatever. You know what I mean. Okay. I don't know which part to start because everything will make me require more acid reflux medicine. But did you see President Biden and Vice President Harris at the funeral? Like people do, like humans, decent humans.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, hey, Jake Tapper, is this on? Did you see Joe Biden kneeling, getting back up again? What did you? Where was the wheelchair? I missed where the. Yeah, he was there, acting like a leader, showing empathy. They were holding hands in the front row. Because remember all those stories too about how they hate each other and something something, blaming each other, blah blah. Democrats, you know, something. Democrats in disarray. Oh, my God. Okay. And Tom Tillis is retiring.
Mm-hmm.
Because, of course, because you can't do even a basic decent thing and still be a Republican.
No.
You can't do a basic thing and try to save your constituents' lives.
Nope.
And he's not all that. But, I mean, here we go, right? Like, you cannot, of course, Trump did his usual, threatened to primary him.
Sure.
And you know, so he's like, I'm out.
Yeah,
and
Tom,
that's the only way you can do the right thing in the Republican
Party.
Tom
took that leverage away from him, and God bless him for that.
Yeah,
but, you know.
I mean, and it's obviously, this is what's always hard for us as liberals with an actual heart, is, of course, people are saying, oh, this is a chance for a pickup, and this is great for Democrats
not
politically. Well, how many people have to die?
Yeah.
Right? I mean, if this bill goes through, and so, there's such sneaky rat bastards on top of it that, of course, like if you listen carefully to what Tillis said, the one provision wouldn't kick in until right after the midterms, so that, you know, they hope voters won't notice how awful this is. This was who said Tom Tillis's retirement is an ominous sign for the GOP. It's the first warning sign that Republicans' massive cuts to Medicaid and social programs could lead not just to widespread death and misery for their constituents, but also to electoral disaster for the party.
Foghorn Leghorn.
No. It's a weird opening guess. No, that was Aaron Rupar, our friend.
Oh.
That's the thing, is you go, oh, well, I guess that's good, because this party does need to be ripped out, like, root and branch, and they need to start over. But it's just the fact that, once again, it's Democrats fighting to help people in red states, and the people in the red states are cheering this.
Yeah.
Like, oh, yes, please take away my Medicaid and my... Okay. I don't even know what to say.
Well, Democrats are playing by an old rule book.
Yeah, and here it is. Attorney Ryan said, Trump has the FBI and DHS so busy hunting down immigrants, they missed a real domestic terrorist in Idaho today. I hate all this so much. I mean, I don't know if you've seen just the latest scenes from our city here in L.A. this weekend. Did you see them blowing up a front gate and, like, 20 soldiers going in full camouflage and rifles like it's Fallujah? And it's a, you know, woman comes out in with her toddler and her baby. And apparently everybody in there was legal. I mean, they're just playing war games in L.A. How many times can we say they are literally at war with blue states and blue cities? And it's... Okay. Oh, Lisa. Thank you, Lisa. Thank you. Lisa says, we've got Joe Biden kneeling and standing up unassisted. Joe Biden being fully present, sitting with people's pain as a compassionate leader. Joe Biden holding the hand of his VP like an adult. Joe Biden leaping into action when a choir member fell. Joe Biden remaining fully awake during a long funeral service, then interacting with people on his flight back to Delaware. Leave Joe Biden alone. He's fine. You're lucky he even performed for you. Can I just say, mainstream media, hi. Tapper, is this on? I don't care. I'm just going to do that joke over and over until I get something out of you. Okay.
I'm just tired of talking about Jake Tapper.
Because
it's not...
Not just him. He's emblematic.
He's not accomplishing anything.
It's emblematic of the whole mainstream media. But my point is just that's part of how we got here, is this both sides in it. Even if you look at this budget bill, both sides don't do it. I think both Johns today can talk about how this is a moral document, and this party is just morally bankrupt, this Republican Party.
Mm-hmm.
I forget where I was going with my point. You interrupted.
Tapper. I didn't interrupt you. You said that.
I interrupted myself, and
yes,
now I'm going
did.
To blame you, because we live in Donald Trump's America.
You didn't laugh at me, so I interrupted you.
Yes.
That's basically what you said.
Yes. Well, God bless the United States. Okay. Oh, here it is.
Okay.
All right. Chris Jackson, former rep Chris Jackson, said, this is actually a headline in the New York Times. It's about, should or will Trump be put on Mount Rushmore? I mean, oh my God. Really? Like, 200 political scientists, Democrats and Republicans, just voted Trump the worst president ever. And this is, Chris says, yes, this is actually a headline in the New York Times. The same disgraceful outlet that's been foaming at the mouth over Joe Biden's age is now seriously entertaining putting Trump, an impeached, indicted, insurrectionist lunatic, on Mount Rushmore. I mean, I can't wait for his latest pack of lies about these two stories on Iran, right? I mean, it's just, okay. And then I'll get into all the layers of awful of the Supreme Court stuff. When do we have Glenn? It's a cattywamp this week because July 4th is Friday. We have Glenn Kirshner.
We have him Wednesday.
Oh, and by the way, we have a huge show tomorrow.
Yes.
Jody Hamilton in studio. John Leguizamo, who I love with the heat of a thousand white hot suns. Rude Pundit and Charlie Pierce.
Yes.
All on tomorrow's show. Then
this
Glenn
week
will join
is
us.
All effed
and then what's Thursday?
Thursday. Is Carl Frisch, Dr. Redlener, and Frangela.
I saw that. Oh, thank you for my mental health, Frangela. Thank you. Listen, I can't go that long.
Their calendar opened up.
Thank you. All right. And then Friday, a fantastic July 4th. Best of. Have a great, safe weekend. All right. 19 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Credo Money. Yay! Well, let me explain to you why Credo is more important than ever. First of all, hero of democracy, nation's only progressive phone company, but they have given over $95 million to progressive nonprofits. You know which one that caught my eye?
What?
ACLU.
All right.
They're the ones, one of the ones fighting the good fight on every issue, including this awful birthright citizenship. The only good silver lining of that is he'd have to deport most of his children because they all, mother wasn't legal. Not that that's important.
Sure.
Okay. Okay. Credo Mobile, I'm telling you, you get great nationwide service, great deals on new phones, and switching is so easy, right? You can make a big, big difference so easy. Just bring your current phone, your current number, go to credomobile.com. Stephanie Miller, listeners, you get 25% off your service for 2 years if you use that code STEP25 at credomobile.com.
Stephanie Miller.
I'm glad you're passionate. I just hope you're not riling people up with your show.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right, we're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill. Plus, get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. That's 800-942-1298.
Now you can get the incredible weight loss results that thousands of people have had with the top name brand prescription weight loss products, all in the comfort of your own home. With this free offer from New Hope Weight Loss, yes, generic versions of the popular weight loss prescription products are available now by you simply making a phone call. You'll save hundreds of dollars over traditional retail pricing. When you call right now, you'll speak with one of our virtual doctors and they'll provide your prescription. And we'll send you your medication. It's that easy. And you'll be on your way to your weight loss journey in a matter of days. And when you order today, we'll waive the $100 doctor's fee. This product is not covered by your insurance. It's only $199 a month. Call right now to learn more.
800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Find what you love, love what you find. A Total Wine and More, there's so much waiting for you. Spirits and beer, thousands of wines. Guides in the know when price is so low. It just might blow your mind. You're gonna find what you love and love what you find.
With curbside pickup available, you'll always find what you love only at Total Wine and More.
Drink responsibly, B21.
Blind Shot Social Club, a perfect blend of cool, casual dining, indoor golf with space for events, craft cocktails, and non-alcoholic drinks, too. A hidden gem on Madison's east side. Blind Shot Social Club, open to everyone. BlindShotSocialClub.com.
Time out.
All right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones in your area. Check 511WI.gov or download the free 511 app to see current road work, closures, detours, and camera views on your route. Wherever your travels take you, know before you go with 511WI.gov. That's 511WI.gov. And remember, know before you go. Always park the phone while driving. Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
The Ad Council.
Stephanie Miller.
You stop what I need. But you say he's just a friend. But you say he's just a friend. Oh, baby, you.
You know, this sounds like I think our stomachs feel, Bella. If your stomach could make a sound, it would be that. Okay. Good morning, everybody. By the way, it was Wes, War Monitor, who said, pay close attention to what Tillis is saying here. They delay the deepest Medicaid cuts until after the 2026 midterm, so voters won't notice until it's too late. Yep. They are just so despicable. Do we have some, Tom Tillis for yesterday?
Right. So what do I tell 663,000 people in 2 years or 3 years? When President Trump breaks his promise by pushing them off of Medicaid because the funding's not there anymore, guys.
Yeah. Thank you. And also, we were just saying, even the ones we think of as moderate or one of the good ones, Lisa Murkowski, what a sneaky rat bastard she is as well, trying to cut like a backdoor deal just for Alaska. Yeah. Like, you know, the rest of the country. I'm going to get mine. And here we are. I mean, Ron Filipowski, I don't, we'll see how this plays out, but he said Lisa Murkowski and John Thune deserve this. Trying to exempt Alaska from the most odious parts of this bill to buy her vote is overruled by the parliamentarian. Well, we'll see. They're a party that is lawless, doesn't play by any rules. No. So we'll see what they do with the latest. By the way, they're nonpartisan, the parliamentarian. She's not a. John Fugelsang writes about this. We'll talk to him later. Okay, they're at war with everything. Math, numbers, science,
facts.
You name it. Yes, exactly right. All right, where is Senator Mark Warner on the bill?
It takes 16 million Americans off of health care coverage with cuts to Medicaid and cuts to the Obamacare marketplace. That will move us as a nation back to the same percentage of uninsured we had before Obamacare. And it's not like these people are not going to get sick. They're going to show up at the emergency room. Rural hospitals are going to shut down. It's cruel.
Yeah. Okay. So, by the by, Aaron writes from Minnesota. Steph, thanks for keeping Melissa Hortman in your listeners' thoughts throughout the week. I agree. Tragic news like this is being forgotten so quickly. The madness that is our country. What a huge loss this was for those of us in Minnesota. Someone was saying CNN didn't cover it all. They were too busy on Jeff Bezos's wedding or whatever. You know,
they covered it.
There wasn't a lot of coverage, and this should be a huge story. That, you know, we just had, and there's the former president and vice president, and, you know, what's our traitor-in-chief doing out playing golf as usual? I mean, he's sort of, everything is partisan now. Someone made the point, Joe Biden would have, you know, he would have gone if this was a Republican. But this is how, they have just given everybody license to be awful if it's not someone from their tribe. Here we go. Aaron goes on to say, it was so heartbreaking seeing Gilbert's urn at the Capitol. He's their doggy. Even Joe Biden, he and Kamala were here for the funeral. Pure class and respect. Stop to greet the service dog group that welcomed people in and out of the rotunda. The place Jill Sobule passed away is just about 2 to 3 minutes off my work commute, so I still think of her regularly when I pass by. I try to put myself more in her mindset because times are so hard and everything's so mentally hard to deal with right now, but thoughts of Jill do help tremendously. It's a bit like after Jimmy Carter died, and my thoughts turned to what we were coming to face January 20th, 2025, and how much I hated these people coming in. I tried to think of how Jimmy would react and face things with kindness and love. It's hard, and I'm not nearly as good as Jimmy or Jill. Me neither. I do try to think like them because of their example. For every year listener, Aaron. Thanks, Aaron. You know, we're going to talk to John Fugelsang, also, I'm just going to say, the pastor of the Stephanie Miller Show. I just made him a pastor.
We have many pastors on this program.
Right. But I think he and the other John Pavlovitz can talk a lot about just what has happened to our... Well, you talked about it, about the, you know, crowd heckling the Arizona Diamondback player whose mom just died.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just... it's in terms of, like, where do we go? Where do we go to get our decency back, our moral center? The fact that this budget could even be being contemplated is just, it's insane. Oh, Raphael, speaking of pastors, Raphael Warnock, when we come back, he was, I mean, because he's a pastor, I think he speaks so eloquently about this. So we'll do that. John Fugelsang, John Pavlovitz, both coming up on The Stephanie Miller Show.
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. Come work with us. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Southwestern Wisconsin is becoming a hotbed for clean energy production. Judith Ruiz Branch reports.
About 10% of Wisconsin's electricity is from renewable sources. The industry employs about 6,500 people and invests $15.5 million a year in property, state, and local taxes, and more than $15 million annually in land lease payments. Caden Krapp with the Wisconsin Land and Liberty Coalition says along with the economic benefits, clean energy has the potential to provide the state with autonomy.
One of the biggest benefits that including these renewable energies into the state grid can bring is that we can start becoming a net exporter by being able to create our own Wisconsin-grown energy and be able to distribute it to other states as well.
A number of proposed projects are slated for the area, including the Whitetail Energy Center, the Badger Hollow Wind Energy Center, and the Uplands Wind Project. Each is projected to generate millions of dollars annually and collectively produce hundreds of megawatts of energy to power homes and businesses across the state. Amy Seaboth Wilson with Southwest Wisconsin Technical College says the school is leading the pack in innovation in the renewable energy space. She says it offers degrees to prepare students for the rising industry and is the first in the Wisconsin Technical College system to install solar arrays with batteries.
I think people really appreciate how Southwest Tech is leaning into technological innovation and demonstrating how it can be really useful as a way to save money and how it can benefit our communities. There's a lot of excitement around having that conversation.
For Wisconsin News Connection, I'm Judith Ruiz Branch. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
And I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
Join the family. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
A mix of clouds and sunshine with an isolated shower or thunderstorm possible this afternoon. Our high today, right around 80. Tonight, mostly clear. We'll drop to the low 60s. Tomorrow, a whole lot of sunshine with a high right around 84. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 69.
Mommy. Can I sit in the front seat? Just this one time? Please, please, please?
No, not yet.
But why?
Because I love you, and you're just not ready yet. Now, get in the back so I can get you in your car seat, please.
Putting your kids in the right seat for their age and size is an act of love. Check that your kids are in the right seat at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Love protects. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
The John and Gordy Show.
I've got a Prius.
Yeah.
I hated Prius drivers.
And then you became one.
And then, I was looking for a used car and I found a Prius. I'm going to give Prius owners a good name. I'm going to change the impression people have of Prius drivers.
Really? That was your mantra?
By cutting people off, driving fast as hell through their neighborhoods.
Prius.
Weekday mornings 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app. Pete Schwaba.
On the next Nightlight, I talk Action Wisconsin and film incentives with Jeffrey Kurz and Nathan Deming. And Kurt Newman of the legendary Bodines joins the show. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
.gov.
submit that a budget is not just a fiscal document. A budget is a moral document. Show me your budget and I'll show you who you think matters and who doesn't. And if this awful budget were an EKG, it would suggest that our nation has a heart problem and is in need of moral surgery.
God, Raphael Warnock, Senator Warnock, fantastic. I got to see him speak in person, and he is just, he's just inspirational. Okay, Representative Sheila, I don't even know who this is, somebody McCormick, Democrat of Florida on the
budget. I think everything about this big, ugly bill is troubling, but really the 12 million people they're trying to kick off of Medicaid, and in conjunction with that, all the people they're kicking off the SNAP, especially in this economy where we have so many families that are struggling to eat and also struggling to have health insurance. I think that's the most egregious, and there's nothing beautiful about this bill when you're going to hurt so many Americans. People just to enrich billionaires.
Yep. William. Oh, and what's his name? Trump said it's going to trickle down.
No.
Haven't we heard that before?
Uh-huh.
It's never ever happened.
No.
Okay. William in Illinois. Hey, Will.
Good morning, Stephanie. Good morning. Long-time listener, first-time caller. Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you.
I called in this morning with a suggestion that we need to talk about how this is already impacting and how it's already calling into question people's spending. And how it's already impacting and hurting individuals. I've owned a business for 15 years. In the last 2 years, I've had the best sales that I've had in those 15 years. And then I flipped the calendar and it's created nothing but confusion, hesitation, and we are now facing the possibility of closure.
Yeah.
And these policies that are, whether they're being discussed or not, they're creating so much confusion and so much hesitation that people don't know what to do tomorrow, let alone what they're going to do next year or after the midterms. People are walking around at midterms.
Yeah.
I think that our Democratic leadership is not being vocal enough, and we need to be discussing more about what's happening right now versus what's going to be happening in 6 months or 12 months because they're already behind.
Well, I feel like that's why, calling an audible here, why Jasmine Crockett, among others, is resonating because I don't know what you want to call it, five-alarm fire, but absolutely his trade war, tariffs, whatever. Oh, by the way, the 90 deals in 90 days, we're still at zero for those of you that are mapping the math. But it's creating chaos for businesses, as he was just talking about. And the Supreme Court is helping Trump create chaos.
Absolutely.
Do you remember the whole marriage equality thing? I mean, this is what it remember was going to be a patchwork of you'd be married in one state and you go to another state and you're not married anymore. The reason we got marriage equality nationally is because in California, it's the time they tried to take a right away from people that already had it. And so this is what's happening with the birthright citizenship thing. Right? Is taking rights away. That's never, ever been what we do in this country. But anyway, I'm sorry, I'm getting... I'm like a super soaker. I'm just all over the place. I'm just...
A squiggly wiggly?
Yes, I have a lot of stray thoughts, and they're all colliding. But it's a chaos. That's my point. It's chaos.
Yes.
All right, just a 13 real quick, just because I think Jasmine Crockett making his point as well.
I think because we have had kind of a turn-the-cheek type of attitude, like we're going to always be the adults in the room, and we are still going to be the adults in the room, but when you've got people that are beating you down and then you don't really respond, I think that people are like, are you going to fight for me? You're not fighting for yourself. I think that there are ways to do it, and I think we're starting to get our footing.
She went on to say
president himself and say, like, no, like, we can't play footsie. Like, this guy is like punching people in the face, whether we're talking about presidents and leaders of other countries. I mean, he's completely disrespectful and ignores all norms. And I think we have to deal with him in the way that he is. I think that we go back to showing the world and the country what leadership should look like, which is thoughtful, which is compassionate, while also being very strong.
No footsie. Take away no footsie with Donald Trump. We are anti-footsie with Donald Trump. By the way, did you, Bella, here, I need you. Hi, chick meeting.
Hello.
This was Jesse Waters, as it concerns Jasmine Crockett.
Okay.
I don't want you to know if you think this is patronizing or condescending.
Yeah.
Or what do we call it? Patrascending.
Yes.
Yeah.
A combination of
patrascending mansplaining.
Right.
He said, as far as Jasmine Crockett goes, I researched her. She's single. She's 43. She's never been married. I think I can set her up with someone. I know a guy in D.C. He's white. Hopefully that's not a problem. But he will make her happy. And maybe then she'll not hate everybody else besides herself so much.
Oh, my God. Yeah, no, that's definitely towing a line. I'd say.
Also, none of your business line. How about that, yeah. Jesse Waters? How about that?
Oh, my God. It's almost like men are the worst, and some women just don't
Right.
Care.
It's like he assumes that women need a man to be complete.
Yes. Yes. Welcome to 1947.
Right. I mean, you've proven you don't need need a man to be complete.
Yes, exactly, Chris. What's that about? Bella. We're having another meeting of the Rumbly Tumbly Chick Club.
Yeah.
Hi, thanks for coming. You know why? Because you and I will forever be right on the Brandy debate, which keeps coming up because people need something to distract them from the horrors of the Trump administration. Well, that's what we're hoping for. We feel you're left out of the Prevost and Prilosec Club.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Jen, subject line Brandy, because the listeners will never let go of this. Don't you find yourself needing to think about something else? I think that's why this debate just rages online. In perpetuity.
I'm thinking about a lasagna right now.
How could you eat that? Because you get acid reflux.
Yeah, thanks for rubbing that in
our
face.
We're not Pepsid AC pals.
Stuff with marinara sauce. No good for Bella and me.
Oh, I can have marinara sauce in the morning. I just can't have it at night because then it comes back up.
I'm shoving you out of the fort.
All right.
Pulling up the rope.
Lasagna is delicious.
Jen says, Steph, road tripping to Savannah from North Carolina, listening to Yacht Rock. Right on, Jen. Right. The song Brandy comes on, and I tell my hubby about the big argument on your show and that Chris, who is always wrong, thinks Brandy's a whore, and you and Bella, the pretty smart girls who are always right, tell him that Brandy is not a whore. My hubby listened to the song and said she is not a whore. The guy who says his life and love is the sea is a hole.
Yeah.
So there. Love you, and thank you for keeping me sane in these awful times. Are we done with the Brandy debate? No, we are not, Chris LaVoy.
No.
Walter. I'm sorry. This is Bill in Tampa.
Oh.
Dear Chris, sorry to beat a dead horse, but what do you call a guy who would rather dry hump the crusty old couch on his boat than come to the port and let Brandy shuck the mister's cob? You call that man J.D. Vance. Does it mean that Brandy's a whore just because J.D.'s a sick bastard who prefers sea-rotted, barnacle-encrusted nautical sofas as opposed to her soft...
Okay, there was not a sofa mentioned in the entire song. He's trying to shoehorn J.D. Vance into this, and it's not working.
It's the Jill Sobule rule. J.D. Vance is and will remain the deist of all who's ever did. Okay, where am I? I'm back. However, like many men, I prefer a woman who is a whore in the sheets and a lady in the streets.
Whoa!
Unless that lady's name is Stephanie Miller. In that case, I'll definitely take the full-time whore. Thank you for your attention to this matter. Oh, what's my favorite rap song? That's where that came from. Because I am a lady in the street.
Yeah, Nasty Rap. In the history play.
Oh, Nasty Rap. Yeah.
Nasty Rap.
Yeah. I love it, because, you know, I'm a lady in the street and a...
Let's drink, you the one to please. Ludacris fill cups like
double D's.
Me and Urs, what's more when we leave them dead? We want a lady in the street, but a freak in a bed.
Yeah.
All of your principles go out the window when Ludacris comes on.
I love it. I love it.
I need that on a t-shirt.
If I can,
all of your principles goes out the window with Ludacris.
If I can dance to it, feminism, I say.
Okay.
That's the end of that. What? Okay.
What was your sign for double D's?
Double D's. What?
Oh my God.
I'm actually kind of a freak everywhere, not just in bed, just on the street, everywhere.
Are you a freak in the bed?
I'm a freak everywhere.
You light
just
your hair on fire when attempting.
Oh, by the way, ask me, did I make it to our comedian extraordinaire friend Ben Glebe's birthday party Saturday?
You absolutely did not.
I did not. Started at 7 o'clock at night. You know what? I'm going to blame my friend Marcia, who's supposed to go with me. This is what happens.
She
bailed. This is what's going to happen. Yeah, when you
she
get to be an
so
elderly shut-in, Bella, uh-huh. Yes, 4 o'clock, she's like, I'm losing steam. And I'm like, okay, we're out.
She bailed, so you bailed.
Well, baby Clyde had teeth extractions, and I was worried about him, and he needs his Metaswins and things. And so Ben, I'm sorry. He always said, you know who's supposed to be there? Rebecca De Mornay. Would love to talk to her about her crazy right-wing father. I don't know if that... I think it's a sensitive subject, though, so I probably would have been another social disaster.
Her crazy right-wing father died a long time.
I know, so maybe tragedy plus time.
I don't think she's interested in talking about...
Didn't we get in a fight with him? I can't remember.
Yes, he was on the show when we were on KABC.
Right. That's what I thought. I thought that would be a fun party
story.
What
was his name?
Oh, by the way, Ben's parties always go till 4 in the morning, which is when, actually later than you get up. Yeah.
I get up.
So, could have made the end of the party when I get up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, that's my loser life. It's the only thing I've been invited to in 11 billion years.
Yesterday I had to leave a going away party for a friend who's moving to Boston because I had to leave at 3 because I'm like,
three.
I'm sorry, I gotta get
that's
up
like,
at 1.
That's like midnight. Bella's like, oh, is this a peek into my future? My stomach just got worse.
Yeah, no, I pushed my bedtime a little bit too. I got some spunk in me. I gotta push it.
Well, she's 22.
Oh,
it's a little different.
I'm having a little July 4th like barbecue, but I made the excuse I made for it being so early, practically in the morning, is because everybody I know has dogs and they want to get home before the fireworks start.
Yeah.
Because, right. So that's it. And also, I'm a loser. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, my dog peed inside last year because of the fireworks.
I know. It's awful. Fireworks are awful. They're illegal and they freak out people's pets. Stop it! Plus, we got nothing to celebrate in America this year.
We got fires going on. There's a fire out in Banning that
they're
saying right now.
Yes, thank you. Uh-huh. Ugh, it's all we need now, right? Oh, all right. To this guy's point that called in about his business, I don't know. You were warned and leopards and what else do we have?
All of that.
Oh, F around and find out. Whatever you'd like, Bella. Mm-hmm. You just DJ the regretful Trump voter soundtrack. This guy is known as Scuba Steve, I guess. He's he posts a lot of he's a MAGA guy, Trump lover, hates liberals. So this is the first one, right? Mm-hmm. This was like 2 days before this next one. Here it is.
So just throw it out there, all those people that like support Iran, you know.
We don't support Iran.
You know, they kill gay people, like they throw them off buildings and cliffs and stuff like that. You do not have the right to speak or to protest. So the same people who are sitting here calling Trump a dictator, so while supporting Iran, let's really think about the satire in that. I love it. You people are fantastic.
Okay. Thank you, Scuba Steve. Thanks. Yeah. Do you like the whispery? Creepy. Mm-hmm. Okay. First of all, there we go with the strong. Not one Democrat says I support Iran. And by the way, you don't support gay people in the Republican Party, so stop using that stupid argument. You're the ones that said, oh, it wasn't a hate crime against Matthew Shepard. There's no such thing. Remember, late 90s, our right-wing guy said there's no such thing as hate crime. Oh, my God. Don't even get me started, right? It's like them going, oh, we need to help people here more when we have these budget debates. Mm-hmm. And they don't want to help people here either. So there's these okay, but then this is cut to 2 days later.
I was a Trump supporter. I don't know how long I can keep doing this. I have a construction company. And not a f***ing thing is getting done. This is what I get. This is what I f***ing get. Nothing but white boys. It takes 4 days to do a one-day job. I might have f***ed up.
You might have? You might have. Well, okay.
You were warned, we tried to tell you. You were warned, now deal with it.
Okay. That, you know what? See, that is hard. I'm digging, Chris. I'm digging. I'm scratching.
I know.
To get to my empathy gene for that guy. What did he think the mass deportations now signs meant?
I have to say, I think this guy is real. My BS meter is pinged a little bit on it.
Yeah. Who knows?
He seems a little too on the nose stereotypical.
I don't know. Yeah. I mean, there have been confirmed ones.
Yes,
that Trump voters
you're absolutely right.
Regrets,
but
I don't know.
It was pinged a little. I just have to say that it was pinged a little bit.
He has a lot of videos out. So
yes,
it's not
he does.
Like he just,
does.
I get it if you think it was a stunt just for this, but he has a
No. The left is capable of propaganda too.
Well, if we did, good for us.
Yes, exactly. Yes.
All right. 48 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Home Title Lock. Like you need something else to worry about and have a rumbly tumbly over. If you're a homeowner, you need to listen to this. In today's AI and cyber world, scammers are stealing home titles and your equity is the target. Here's how it works. Criminals can forge your signature on one document, use a fake notary stamp, pay a small fee with your county, and just like that, your home title has been transferred out of your name. You might not even know it's happened until you get a collection or foreclosure notice. Done de los yikes.
Whoa.
Right? When's the last time you checked your home title? If your answer is never, that was mine, no. That's what they're counting on. I have partnered with Home Title Lock. You can find out today if you're already a victim. Go to HometitleLock.com/Stephanie. Get a free title history report and a free trial of their $1 million triple lock protection. Go now. Do now. HometitleLock.com/Stephanie. One more time, HometitleLock.com/Stephanie.
Stephanie Miller.
They drummed you right out of Hollywood. So you come crawling back to Broadway. Well, Broadway doesn't go for booze and dope. Now you get out of my way, because I've got a man waiting for me.
If you're still tossing and turning all night and feeling edgy during the day, let me tell you about CBD from CB Distillery. Millions are turning to their CBD for relief because it works. In fact, over 90% of customers report better sleep with CBD. And it's not just sleep. CB Distillery offers targeted formulations for just about everything. Sleep, stress, mood and focus, pain after exercise. They even have CBD for pets. My Bonnie and Clyde love it for grooming day. It's all made with the highest quality, clean ingredients, no fillers, just premium CBD. I use their relief stick on my lower back after bike rides every week. With over 2 million satisfied customers and 100% money back guarantee, CB Distillery is the source to trust. If you're struggling with sleep, stress, or other health concerns and haven't found relief, make the change like millions have to CBD from CB Distillery. For a limited time, you can save 25% off your entire purchase. CBDistillery.com. Type in Stephanie. CBDistillery.com. Promo code Stephanie. Specific product availability depends on individual state regulations. Well, with summer in full swing, I feel that familiar urge to refresh my closet, but I'm trying not to waste money on pieces I'll only wear once or for just one season. That's where Quince comes in. Their clothes are timeless, feel luxurious, look elevated. The quality is way beyond what you'd expect for the price. It's the kind of wardrobe upgrade that just clicks. Think 100% European linen tops starting at $30, washable silk dresses and skirts, soft cotton sweaters, versatile warm weather pieces you'll reach for again and again. The best part, everything with Quince is half the cost of similar brands. I picked up some towels and earrings I love. By working directly with top artisans, cutting out the middleman, Quince gives you the luxury without the markup. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I use Quince for all my shopping needs. Now you should too. Give your summer closet an upgrade with Quince. Go to quince.com/Stephanie. Free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's Quince. Quince.com/Stephanie. Free shipping, 365-day returns. Quince.com/Stephanie.
Madison can't seem to get enough of Serenity Pet Spa because we are bursting at the seams with adorable dogs. I'm Liz Johnston, founder and internationally recognized certified master groomer. With two locations on the east and west sides of Madison, you'd think that'd be enough. But demand is so high for our award-winning grooming, Serenity Pet Spa is opening a new location on Junction Road in Middleton. Serenity's not your average groomer. We understand your pets. From wiggly puppies to anxious seniors, you can trust the pros at Serenity Pet Spa because we focus on every dog's unique needs. We are passionate about caring for their health and overall well-being. To celebrate our growth, we're offering 10% off at all locations for new clients until July 31st. Book your appointment today at SerenityPetSpaMadison.com. And be sure to catch my segment with John and Gordy in the morning every first Tuesday of the month as I share my expertise. Serenity Pet Spa, doesn't your dog deserve the best? SerenityPetSpaMadison.com.
Certified Master Groomer Liz Johnston with Serenity Pet Spa. Committed to its mission to provide world-class grooming for pets and the people who love them. SerenityPetSpaMadison.com. Sugar River Pizza and The John and Gordy Show have both been nominated for Madison Magazine's Best of Madison. Thanks for your vote. To celebrate, they're throwing Sugar River Pizza parties at workplaces around Madison all summer. If your workplace would like a Best of Madison pizza party with Sugar River Pizza and John and Gordy, get to WMDXRadio.com and tell us why. If your office is selected, the party's on us.
Hey, vote for us and maybe we'll give you an extra slice of pizza.
Maybe.
Or maybe a breadstick. Vote for us.
Go to WMDXRadio.com for all the details.
Right now, during the Verlo Mattress Clearance Sale, you can save even more. Find phenomenal savings on floor models and discontinued mattresses. But hurry, the sale ends soon. Wake up, sleep better, and save at Verlo.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
We'll be right back.
This portion of the show brought to you by... Oh, my God. I was just thinking this morning when I was putting my Vibrance Super C Serum on. I love this stuff so much. You have to try it.
It is really good.
Oh, my God. It's citrusy, smelling delightful. It's so smooth going on. You can feel how you can feel it working. OMG. I used to have day cream, eye cream, night cream, neck cream, wrinkle cream, dark spot cream. It's all in this one. You can streamline. It's all made in the USA with the highest quality ingredients. What you got in there? Vitamin C, hyaluronic acid, vitamin B5, vitamin E, Super C Serum. It delivers noticeable results. You can simplify, streamline your skincare routine. If you don't find it better than your current routine, you will get a full refund. Go to Vibrance.com/Stephanie. I love it.
It's
Please
good.
Try it. You get to, up to 37% off and free shipping if you go to V-I-B-R-I-A-N-C-E. That's Vibrance.com/Stephanie. 54 minutes after the hour, we are double Johns this morning.
We have a lot of Johns.
Yes, we have John Fugelsang and John Pavlovitz all coming up on the big...
Jesus-y Johns.
It's super Jesus-y today. Let's go to Candace in Florida. Hi, Candace.
Hi, Stephanie.
Hi.
My father flew Spitfires over... on D-Day, and I wanted to say to your father, we need bumper stickers and billboards that say, remember Nuremberg.
Wow. Hey, you know who revoked birthright citizenship? The Nazis. Were you aware of that Nazi fun fact?
Yes, Republican Nazi Party. Very aware.
Yeah. All right, thank you.
Well, thank you for everything you do. Thank you
for your sharing your daddy issues with me.
Yeah.
All right.
David Jolly thanks you too.
Mm-hmm. David Jolly, so handsome. Okay. Yeah, Chris, I was saying the Supreme Court rulings came at us like a t-shirt cannon on Friday. And we're going to have Glenn Kirshner on, what did we say? Is it? I keep
Thursday.
Thursday.
No, wait a minute. No,
Wednesday.
Wednesday. Lord, it's all cattywampus this
it
week.
Is.
Oh,
it is.
God.
But I needed, to hear from Lee, because at first you're kind of like, you have to, take it all apart.
Mm-hmm.
So Dara said, no, the Supreme Court didn't rule that birthright citizenship is over. Trump signed an executive order in January attempting to end birthright citizenship. A judge issued an injunction saying Trump couldn't do that. Now the Supreme Court says that judge can't prevent him from doing it, but the constitutionality of his original executive order still hasn't been decided. I guess that's a silver lining, but it just, the people I trust, Senator Schiff, said today's decision previews a dystopian reality where a lawless president can dispense with the Constitution to deprive American children of their rights. And whether these kids have a right to defend themselves now depends on the state in which they live. That is un-American and wrong. I was talking about marriage equality, that it creates this chaos patchwork of, you're married in some states and not others. And I wanted to tell you, I finished the Pee Wee Herman documentary.
Oh, yeah.
Because I had not finished it yet. And I know Pee Wee. I knew Pee Wee a little bit through Cassandra Peterson, Elvira, who was one of his best friends who's in the documentary.
Yeah, she's in it a lot.
Yeah.
And her house is beautiful.
Oh, it's gorgeous. And he was here at a party at my house, remember?
Yes, I remember him.
Someone came up to us and said, is that Pee Wee Herman talking to Elvira and Mr. Grant talking to Meathead? And we were like, yes.
No, Cassandra
parties at my house are like an acid trip.
Yeah. Cassandra introduced me to him. And he couldn't have been lovelier. And he was really quiet and shy.
Yes. Yeah. I saw him at Judy Tenuta's funeral. And anyway, I knew because Cassandra took a long time to come out and, it revealed that she was in a relationship with a woman. And I remember she told me, Pee Wee's the one that told me, don't ever come out, it'll ruin your career. And can I just say, I'll talk more about, we're going to run into a break here. I got to tell you more of my thoughts. It is such a tragedy because a lot of what happened to him is about because he was in the closet. Mm-hmm. And can I just say both of his quote unquote charges were bull. And it it's sort of part of the tragedy of feeling like he had to be secretive about everything. Yep. And right up through his cancer battle that he was so secretive with that, I wish he'd had more public support and comfort about that as well.
He seemed to have a lot of support among his close
friends.
Around. So I'm happy for that he had.
But on the last day of Gay Pride in June here, I have some thoughts about this documentary next on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. Take a look back at the weekend headlines with Pat Kreitlow, Trigby Olson, and State Senator Kelder Royce on what's happening in the Joint Finance Committee. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
At Straight Talk, we are all about no-brainers. Calling grandma for her recipe. No-brainer. Streaming one more episode at 2 a.m.? Big no-brainer. Getting real unlimited data where you buy bananas? The ultimate no-brainer. Switch now and get a free Samsung Galaxy A16 5G or Moto G Power 5G 2025 with select plans. Straight Talk. Real unlimited data. Available at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. Offer valid through 7/2025. Taxes and fees apply. Requires in-store activation of single line gold unlimited plan or higher. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com/terms. Copyright 2025 Verizon.
Rebuilding and refreshing local radio one station at a time. This Civic Media radio station is proud to be a part of your community. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston, back at it.
Under the previous order, the Senate will resume consideration of H.R. 1, which the clerk will report.
The Senate back in session and deliberating President Trump's budget bill, which includes roughly $4 trillion in tax cuts and makes substantial cuts to Medicaid to pay for it.
The Congressional Budget Office estimates the Senate bill's reforms to Medicaid and the Affordable Care Act could cost nearly 12 million people their health care, a significant increase from the House version of the bill. One expert calling it the biggest rollback in federal support for health in history. But supporters say the bill overall will spark economic growth and reduce fraud.
ABC's Nicole D'Antonio. Two Idaho firefighters shot and killed by a gunman who police say set a brush fire and then waited for first responders to show up. The ambush happening on a mountain near Coeur d'Alene. Wimbledon has begun amid a major heat wave across Europe, one of the hottest opening days ever. This is ABC News.